Courtney Brandt, and you're listening to CSR of One from Amaya FM, the show that asks you to consider using your social media platform for others. Before sitting down with today's guest, we had little idea of the accomplishments of Evolve in Women, a socially responsible organization founded by Asia Riccio in 2017. Evolve in Women creates and manages initiatives in developing countries to offer skill development placements to unemployed women from rural areas, where political, economic, or social circumstances have prohibited or limited their access to professional development and full-time job opportunities. We were fortunate to sit down with one of its mentors, Sarah Christensen, and hear how she got involved.
I remember first connecting with Asia actually on LinkedIn. I remember reading her profile and going, wow, she sounds like she does similar stuff to me. She sounds like a good contact. Reaching out to her, and we had a couple of messages back and forth. And so then it was fine. And we sort of, yeah, well, let's meet for coffee, as you usually do with your LinkedIn contacts, and then never get around to doing it because you're both so busy. And then I ended up having a meeting, and she was there. And we just sat that evening and just had such a big long talk, really got to know much more about what she does. Absolutely fantastic, very inspiring. And that's certainly why I decided to come along to it and get involved with it. So what Asia does is really go and she finds women who are coming from socioeconomical deprivation, hardship, really tough, challenging backgrounds, and really provides them with opportunities to make a better life for themselves. So some of the stuff she's doing at the moment in particular is she's working a lot, for example, in Ghana. She goes out there, she selects a group of women who really, when you hear the stories, I think that was one of the things that when she started telling me some of these women's stories, literally give me goosebumps. I was like, wow, and here's me having a bad day because someone took my parking space. You know, it's really humbling in that sense that you're like, yeah, be quiet, hashtag first world problems. Yeah. So she supports these women who are really kind of economically deprived to give them a better life. So she selects them and supports them, mostly from the hospitality industry at the moment, and then gives them the opportunity to come to Dubai for a year to work with some of the big companies here, for example, Hilton, DoubleTree, to get the experience in a number of different areas, so that they can, after their year, she gives them development.
So those skills they can
take those back to Ghana or wherever they're from and be able to command a better life for themselves in terms of their work and their families. So it's really about giving them opportunities to kind of be able to go back and make the best of.
She's facilitating candidates such as those from Ghana that might not have the skill set, and then she's providing them a job here.
Think about it as a year-long internship. Okay. That's kind of what it is. So most of them have some form of hospitality industry background. So, you know, some of the girls you hear about them, they've, you know, saved up every single cent they possibly can to put themselves through hospitality school back in Africa. And then they're like, okay, well, working as a chambermaid in a hotel in Ghana, getting absolute pittance. But they want and they've got real drive and ambition to do something more with their life. So, you know, that's what ASI is looking for. Really, Evolving Women is looking for those determined, tenacious, ambitious women who have not had the opportunities like you and I would have opportunities to bring them over to the UAE, to Dubai, to gain experience that they would never have back in Africa so that they can take them back and just little things that be able to command higher salaries when they do go back. I think one of the first waves of women, she was earning something like $50 in Ghana before she started the program. She came over, did her year, and then when she went back, she was able to command $150 a month for herself. Now, when you think about how much that means and what that can do for that family, it's incredible. And just for a year, it's hard for them for a year, but still at the same point, it's the opportunities that they can then do and go back with is phenomenal.
So is the support then, the organization has gone to different hotel chains or hospitality measures, and they've said, we have these women, do you have a space for them? Who's opened the door? How did this get started, really?
So Asya, very much because she's worked in the hospitality industry before herself, she's got extensive experience, extensive contacts, has been able to reach out to her contacts and essentially do that. It's a facilitation for hiring here. So it's going, okay, you've got positions opened up for chambermaids. Let me take these women and give you the best candidates possible to fill your positions for a year. It's not just about going in and doing one job. It's about, there is rotation, there is job opportunities, there is training as part of that process to think about, what else do you need to think about after you go back again? What's your career planning? What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? And getting the girls to think about these things.
Do you have, is the government at all a part of this because of the visas or because of anything like that? Or is it completely driven by hotel quotas and their hiring?
She works with the governments in Africa, and she's been connecting and making some brilliant contacts there, and they're very, very supportive. I know she was recently talking with a couple of government ministers in Ghana and in other countries.
Do you have any special memories or favorite memories so far with Evolve in Women?
Well, certainly one of the most powerful for me and most impactful for me was when we had our first meeting with all the mentors, all came together, and Asya was taking us through and introducing us to each of the girls and their stories. And I think even now I feel quite emotional about it, because again, it's just incredible what some of those girls have gone through. And it really humbles you to think that after everything they've been through, like abuse of stuff you never want to ever consider and even think about, the hardships, and just how tenacious and driven and motivated, and just the fact they still come with a smile on your face and you're like, do you know what? It's just, it really makes you think about you. And I think that's the main thing about it is, and even Asya, every time you see her, she's always got a smile on her face, even though you know she's absolutely dog tired and she's been running around like absolute crazy, but the passion and the motivation is so incredibly powerful. And that's certainly what drew me so much to Evolving Women, was that going, I need to be a part of this. My gut told me, my heart told me, I need to be part of this.
Stay with us, we'll be right back with Sarah's journey as a mentor and how you can get involved.
Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know about this other show we've been doing. It's an Amaya FM original called Tales of the Trade, where we feature Dubai's entrepreneurs and pioneers and the stories behind the ideas that they've brought to life. You can find out more, check out our episodes, and even subscribe in this very player, or you can look us up on the web by visiting talesofthe.trade.
As there are many initiatives and stories we'd like to share, CSR One asks the community to consider sponsoring our show to help support us. Please contact csrofone@amaya.fm. Welcome back. You're listening to CSR One with Sarah Christensen. Sarah's a psychologist by background. After having a baby 2 years ago, she decided she didn't want to return to corporate life and was looking to coach and help other women, which brought her to Evolve in Women.
So I initially started off just attending various different meetings, the Changemakers meetings that Asya runs, and got asked to come along as a mentor, which I felt very, very privileged about, because I know not everyone that you come across is able to be a mentor, and Asya is very, very particular about who she selects for that, and I feel very privileged that she's asked me to do that. So initially came along, we had the meetings, etc., and I initially partnered with one lady. Unfortunately, she had some issues and wasn't able to come along. But I am now partnered with Charity. And I have my little mentor, that my mentee, that I meet on a monthly basis and connect with on a monthly basis.
So tell us about, what does the monthly session look like? What are you chatting about career? I mean, I'm sure it runs everything, but how do you kind of approach it, and what does she walk away with?
So for me, it's about dip checking in and going, number one, how are you doing? Because for these people, they've barely been out of their town or their city, and they've got ripped out of the heart of their family. And for pretty much, I think, every girl that I've spoken to, family is such a big driving, motivating factor for them. There's always somebody there, whether it's a child, whether it's a mother, somebody is behind them driving this. So the fact they've been ripped out of this to a new country, which, let's face it, culturally is just so different. Even the basic stuff, like the food is different. And to try and get your head around that, coming into a new job, the new culture, the different people, that is so incredibly hard. So it's always the first dip check in, going, how are you doing? How's things going? And certainly the first time I met Charity, she's like, yeah, it's pretty tough.
And she needed somebody to listen.
Yeah, and I think it's understandable. It's definitely understandable. So how are you psychologically dealing with the impact of this change is first kind of port of call. Then it's like, how's work going? Are you still enjoying it? What are some of the challenges that are coming in? Are you able to connect on a personal level with people? And have you got some friends, a bit of a social support network around you that you can, if you're having a bad day, you've still got that support network, which is great. I know certainly Charity has, there's about five of them from Ghana that works in her hotel. So she's quite happy. She's got a little network. So that's good for her. So then it's like, how's work going? And then we start talking about, well, what's next for the future? So really supporting her to think about, you've got this year. It is incredibly tough for you physically and psychologically, but how are you going to extract absolute maximum from this so that you can go home and make the biggest possible impact for you and your family when you get back there? So what experiences do you need? What opportunities do you need to put yourself forward to? What do you need to push your boundaries out and get so when you go home, you have got it all so that you can walk in and command what it is that you want to come in and do?
That is really incredible. I guess I'm already thinking this, and I'm sure people listening are as well. How could others get involved with Evolving Women? So what is, obviously there's a very thorough vetting process for mentors, but if they wanted to support either from a hospitality background, or how as we as the community can we support this sort of endeavor?
So I think where Evolving Women is now, they are more focused on the hospitality industry, again, because of Asia's background. But certainly there are so many opportunities out here. So where else could we, how could we help your business to thrive and grow, but also give someone the opportunity to have a better life in the longer term? So thinking about that, do you have opportunities in your business there where we could support you, where we could help you to bring someone in and do that?
So it could be any industry if we wanted to help. And we think I understand this as a female to another female mentor, I kind of like that. So if somebody is maybe mentored in the past, they could reach out and say, I'd like to help. Or how are you? You have enough mentors as is?
I think there's always opportunities in different ways. People can contribute to the business in so many different ways. Absolutely. So yes, I, for example, mentor, but I also do, I'm working with ASIA to do a bit of training for them as well in terms of career. So everyone can bring some skills. So it'd be great to just reach out. This is what I can bring. Where do you see me best fitting in? It might be mentoring. It might be training. It might be, I've got contacts in this industry. Would you like me to put you in contact with them? So, that's really important is that there's lots of different ways to contribute. So just get in touch.
Not only you personally, your future growth and involvement, but how do you see this kind of organization growing as well? What does the future look like?
I think this is a very growing business. I think more organizations now are looking for quality solutions in terms of their hiring capabilities. And I think being able to do something socially responsible as part of that is a definite big plus point. So I think there's just going to be so many opportunities. I think branching out now into different industries will certainly be of interest, but just building on the reputation that has that's already been put into place.
If you're looking for further details about Evolvin Women, please visit their website at evolvinwomen.com or our show notes. We think it's amazing and agree that building sustainable economies comes from the advancement of women. This show is hosted by me, Courtney Brandt, and produced by Chirag Desai. You can find out more information about the show by visiting our website, amaya.fm/CSR of One, and also follow us on social media. Until next week, remember to be nice out there. Think about sharing something for someone else. Goodbye.